hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray, and welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we not only have Phil, we have not Bob or Terry, but we have General Galen Shaw.
That is right. I saw, by the way, that Bobby Dooley quoted, she said,
Dad quoted you, I believe, in a stranger.
You know, it would be nice if we don't have to do that today.
I think we got our, you know, we got our money's worth out of that quote.
Oh, yeah, is that right? Well, my bags are packed. Anyway, this is Bud Dickman.
And I'm Robin Leonard here, and we're all gathered together to be on a Phil Hendry Show. By the way, this is Cut Me Loose by Killswitch Engage.
Thank you, Robert, for giving us the...
Well, I could have given the heads up on that, but as you know, I'm a little bit, I'm iffy about this music, and...
We're not sure how long it'll last. What does that mean?
Phil, you know that I'd much rather hear you doing the beautiful Richard Harris. I had asked Phil earlier, and I'd just like to take a vote. Not you, Bud.
Why not me?
Because you don't know what I'm talking about, all right?
What did you want to take a vote on?
Well, let me have it. I was,
What do you want, this?
The cup of cocoa, yes.
Want this?
No, not the coffee.
That's the coffee that I made.
I don't want that. I want the cocoa.
You want the brown?
It's...
What is it with you guys?
He wants to call the chocolate that I'm drinking the brown because he was in the kitchen going, oh, Ms. Gray, you're drinking the brown. And I said, what about it? And he went, hee, hee, hee. And I slapped his face.
She did, Mr. Henry.
Hey, I don't want you hitting anybody, Margaret, all right?
I'm not going to have him looking at me, giggling, and saying, Miss Gray is putting her lips into the brown. It won't happen. Not here, not on this planet.
Margaret,
it won't happen.
I don't want you slapping anybody. I don't care what you think is going to happen or not happen. You slap somebody, we got problems.
So you are serious about calling law enforcement?
That was right. You'd have to.
I'd have to. What if Bud went to the police and said, I'm being slapped around?
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Wait a minute. Now, this idea of everybody lunging at each other and...
I don't lunge at anybody.
Yes, you do. You know, and taking liberties and belting people around, it's going to get somebody in trouble, most likely me. So I'd appreciate it if you didn't do that.
Bud, did I slap you hard?
No.
There. So don't threaten me in front of your audience. In front of your audience.
In front of what?
In front of your audience. What is it called?
Audience.
That it. Yeah, that it.
That it? Margaret, I think too much hot chocolate has turned you into some kind of a half-witted idiot.
I beg your pardon.
Well, it's called audience, and that's it.
What did I say?
You said on, and that it. See, there's a big difference there. All right, welcome to the program, folks.
Well, no, I didn't.
Yes, you did. No, we just heard it.
All right, so I did. So maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe I have some neurological problem. Maybe I've got epilepsy.
Well, don't yell it.
Well, your cat has it.
Now, you know, you ought to tell people about Poncho. You know? Why? Because of what she just did.
Because I went anyang and I went, you know, I'm making noises.
Well, first of all, epilepsy is not that, all right? Secondly, if you want me to get into a discussion of Poncho to cover up for the fact that you're not awake yet and you're sucking down that hot chocolate.
I don't suck anything, thank you.
Well.
All right, see.
Hey, come on.
Watch it.
You're the one. You brought that on yourself.
Hey, Bud, and the other thing about...
Yes?
Nothing. So, what about Poncho?
Because of the neurological slip.
Yeah, you know, every day you give Poncho a pill. I thought that was very interesting. We have a cat, and his name is Poncho.
Wait. Oh, we have a cat.
Oh, I like that, Bud.
His name is...
All right, Bud, will you... Come on.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
It did sound like the beginning of a song. Well, we've got a cat. Go ahead, Bud.
Well, we've got a cat. His name is Poncho, and he drools and he goes into epileptic fit. Well,
come on, will you?
I don't like that. I started out liking it, now I don't.
Yeah, it kind of blows.
Oh, kind of blows.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a cat.
Yeah? And his name is Poncho.
Yes. And Poncho has epilepsy. Now, I say we, it's Lauren's cat, but he's a great guy. He's a big black and white cat. And he has these seizures. He's had them ever since he was a kitten. Lauren took him to the vet, and the vets did all kinds of tests. They said, well, he has a lesion, just as that's what epilepsy is, I guess. It's a...
What am I, a lesion?
Like the French foreign lesion.
You know, someone ought to belt you. Just
get, come on. What are you talking about?
French foreign lesion. A lesion's a scar.
Oh, what?
But no one, no one, not even you, can be that completely half-witted and partially brained. Forget it.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a scar. And Pancho has this on his little tiny cat brain. And so ever since he was a kitten, he had these seizures. Now, he is given a pill. And since they took him to the vet and really got this, and I guess it's been for many, many years, Pancho's epilepsy has been under control. And the seizures themselves have become more widely spaced.
So he's not having them as many times.
That's right.
Oh, man, that's good.
No, he doesn't have them as often as he used to. And as he gets, he's 10 years old now. He's a very healthy cat. He's a great cat. He's really, really a human cat. I mean, I don't know how to put this, but he just hangs out with the humans, man. He's not, you know, he's not one of those typical cats that just keeps to himself. Anywhere the people are, man, that's where he's got to be. He's sitting there and he's everywhere. So, but I, you know, I did.
You saw him have one of these seizures, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was sitting there one night and I was reading and I think Lauren had gone to bed. So it was kind of like 2 o'clock in the morning, and Pancho was on the couch, and he was sleeping. And all of a sudden, you know how a cat will jump up if he sees a moth?
Yeah, like just go running after it.
Oh, so it looked like he was running after a moth or something.
Yeah, he just jumped out of the couch, and...
What do you mean jumped out of it?
He wasn't in the couch.
He was laying on the couch.
Oh, okay.
And he leapt up and suddenly darted across the top of the couch and across the dining room table, and then sort of slammed into the sliding glass door, and then just dropped to his side and was shaking. And I was like, whoa, you know, I mean, this is the first time I'd seen this. So I went and I yelled for Lauren, and she got out of bed. And basically what she did is we had a blanket, and she just put it on top of him and just put her hands on him and kind of petted him while he laid there sort of shaking, you know. And
this must have scared the living Christ out of you.
Well, it didn't, because I knew she'd seen it before. It was the first time I'd seen it, though. I was like, wow, poor Pancho. You know, I felt bad for him. But he was laying there kind of shaking, and she was petting him. And I would say it lasted for him just laying there shaking. It didn't last for much more than maybe 15, 20 seconds. And then he kind of got up. And he was looking back and forth. He was like, his head was just moving back and forth as if he was sort of...
Like he was processing the scene, like he was looking...
Trying to get everything straightened out and everything.
Yeah, like kind of like that. I don't know what he was seeing. I mean, but he was going back and forth. And then, and this is what Lauren had told me, she said, as soon as he comes out of it, he just stands up and his tail goes up in the air and he comes over to the nearest human and he's starved. He's starving.
He's what?
He's starving. So that's exactly what happened. He all of a sudden stopped. He saw me. His tail went up in the air, and he walked directly over to me. And it looked like he was, you know, fine. And so, but hungry, we got these bags of cat, you know, treats and stuff. And we just poured these bags into these bowls. And, man, this dude just, he consumed like 2 bags of these. He was just starving. But I haven't seen him go through that since. You know.
What about the cat piss?
Well, you did, but would you watch your language, please?
Talk about cat piss.
You did smell the cat urine, didn't you?
Well, yeah, there was a part somewhere downstairs in the downstairs living room. I thought I smelled cat urine. I thought maybe he had a seizure when we weren't around or something, but it turned out that he just decided to take a leak on whatever, because he just, you know, it looked like a cat box or something to him, but he's cool. So,
boy, I'll tell you so that, and now do you take him regularly to the vet, or what do you do?
What do you mean the vet?
The veterinarian.
Oh.
Yeah, he goes in and he gets blood tests and that kind of thing. I mean, anybody that has a pet, whether it's a cat or a dog, you know, it's a family member, whether you like it or not, whether you think it's, I'm not too big on anthropomorphizing animals, you know?
What's that mean?
It means making them human.
What, talk like what?
It means putting hats on them, okay? I'm not into that thing.
Well, Phil, there are some of us that, you know, do you remember Posey? That was our little, Bishiba?
No, I don't.
What is that?
You don't remember the Bishiba? Oh, Frank and I had Posey for many years. Posey finally died from old age, or, well, actually, Posey was hit by a car. No, Posey was run over by a truck, but she was already very old. So we like to think that
that she died of old age.
But she was run over by a truck.
Yes, she was run over by a truck, but it was old age.
Well, what part of that was old age?
the fact that she probably ran out and threw herself under the wheels of the truck because she was sick and tired of you, all of you out there.
Well, Margaret, you know, we didn't kill your pet.
I'm not saying that you did, but I'm saying that Posey was a beautiful little dog. She didn't get run over by a truck, ladies and gentlemen. I think she died of old age. Frank says she got run over by a truck.
Well, what happened to her, for crying out loud?
Well, do we have to go into it?
Well, you're saying, did you see her die?
I should say not.
All right, well, but she died of old age.
Yes, she died of old age under the wheels of a truck.
Now, Miss Graham.
No, Robert.
All right, if that's the way you want to, you know.
You gotta get Frank Gray on the phone and get to the bottom of it.
Get to the bottom of, you know, Bud, you couldn't get to the bottom of a glass of beer.
Jesus.
That's right. So anyway.
All right, I don't know that I want to hear this story.
You're talking about the anthropomorphication of the, you notice how well I did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very nice.
Yes, that's what you do, Bud.
The anthropomorphication of a pet.
Yes.
And you used to put hats.
We loved Posey. She was a part of our family, as you said, Phil. And what I loved about her was she was just so human. So we put hats on her. Frank even went out and had a little vest made and slacks.
Will you get out of here? All right.
I'm sorry, but that...
Okay, that's fine.
And you call that anthropomorphication. I call that love.
Well, Miss Gray,
No, I call that love with a capital W. And for anyone that is not quite, I don't know what you would call it, anyone that is not quite clued into that kind of thing, I'll have none of it.
I got Mr. Gray on line three.
All right, Frank?
Frank Gray.
Frank, do you remember Posey?
Oh, Jesus H. Christ, do I remember Posey? Yeah, he was quite a dog.
Now, Posey was a male dog.
Yes, Posey was a boy.
Really?
Yeah, but I suspected that Posey was a homosexual because he would rub himself up and down against that other little dog we had, Jeremiah.
No, Frank, no, he did not.
Yes, he did. He rubbed himself against her all the time. And the other boy dog, Jeremiah, would look at Posey like, "What are you doing?" And I had a terrible time because she would look at him. And I swear to God, Phil, you're going to laugh. But there was a gay bashing incident.
What do you mean a gay bash?
I'm telling you that Jeremiah beat up Posey one night in one of the hallway bedrooms, and we were asleep. And
you think that Jeremiah was anti-gay dog?
I didn't say, that's an asinine thing to say. But I am saying she, being a boy dog, didn't like him. And you'd think that boy dogs would,
Right. Well, Frank, what we're talking about, your little dog Posey.
Right, Posey, and that was the dog that Jeremiah beat up. Posey was a wonderful little guy. I loved him. But Posey got old, and I'll tell you one thing about Posey, whether he was gay or not, which I believe he was, but,
You know, I don't think there's such a thing as gay dogs, but go ahead.
What do you mean, Henry? I mean, it's in nature.
Yeah, it's in nature.
Yeah, why wouldn't you... What, you got something against the gay, or...
No, I do not, and you know full well that I don't. I just have never heard of such a thing.
Well, now you have, okay? Because we had a beautiful little Basubi. What kind of dog was it, Margaret?
Well, Posey was a Babylonian.
A Babylonian?
No, a Babylonian. It was a small hunting dog, a small snouted hunting dog.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Posey was a small, what they called a miniature snout, and he would dig and go places and kill things you didn't even know they existed. He'd find animals that lived underground and would pull them out and beat them up and drag them around and throw them against a fence and then get bored with it and come into the house and eat gruel. There's a special Basubian gruel that you buy at the local pet pit, wasn't it?
Well, no, we used to go to the PetSmart.
No, I didn't go to PetSmart. I didn't like that. I went to Pet Pit, which was a literal pit. But anyway...
Okay, so we're talking about your dog, Posey.
Yeah, we're talking about... So Posey lived a good long life for a small, little tiny dog, but he lived a long life, and then he just one day decided that he'd lived long enough, and he went out, looked up and down the street for a mail truck, saw it, went right for the wheels.
Holy Christ, so you're trying to tell me the dog committed suicide?
Look, General, I understand that you've been around, and you've seen a lot of... And nobody in this world has more respect for you than me. And I've often said to Margaret, she's one of the most courageous
Yeah, I know all about that. You're trying to tell me the dog committed suicide.
No, not committed. It's called elected, you know, what do you call it, euthanasia. And they don't have it for dogs.
Oh, come on, Frank. You know.
What do you mean, oh, come on, Frank? You know, Phil, yeah, Margaret, I don't know how you stand her every morning.
All right, so, Frank, thank you very much.
Well, I'm talking about Posey.
We're talking about our little Vesuvian. And so what did you find at Pet Pit?
Well, I haven't been to Pet Pit in years.
No, but when you went there for Posey.
Oh, yeah, Pet, well, they had those rubber chow balls, and...
What is that?
What is... You know, you people have a lot of questions.
Frank, you're telling us about Pet Pit, you're telling us about a Vesuvian and a snout dog. I don't know what any of this is.
Well, you're going to learn, because I'll tell you, the snout dog is powerful. It's only about a foot long, but once it gets its jaws on you, it'll take a man's leg off. You remember Bill Hadley?
Oh, poor Bill.
Yeah. Well, Bill reached down one day to pet Posey and said, aren't you a funny-looking little thing? And Posey took it personal and took part of his hand. God damn.
It's a very ugly memory that we have. But, you know, Bill was a smartass, and...
Yeah, Bill lost half his hand that day.
You know, I got a theory about things.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. I better get comfortable for this. Henry's going to start to talk about his theories.
No, any animal that bites a human being is automatically not in good stead with the human race. And that animal needs to be quarantined or put away. I'm not saying that the pound has to come and get it. But that animal does not belong around human beings.
And what is that supposed to mean? Posey was a wonderful dog. Posey knew that Bill Hadley was garbage.
Bill Hadley was walking garbage from the time she came into my life as one of my law partners until the time Posey finally figured it out and took part of Hadley's hand off. She was a great attorney. She had a beautiful wife. She played football in college. But Posey took one look at her and said, "What a you don't know what a dog thinks." But I think Posey just put it into his mind that Hadley was garbage and had to go. And
so he took part of Hadley's hand off. I mean, that's a suable offense. I'm not even a lawyer.
Yeah, well, you said the magic words. You're not a lawyer. And
well, let me tell you something, my man. I don't have to be a lawyer to know. I could sue you right into the pool, man. I'd sue you right back to the Ice Ages.
Well, that's what Hadley tried to do. And let me tell you, when you take on Frank Gray, brother, you better bring a big gun.
Well, but Bill did sue us and won.
Yeah, she won, okay.
How much did she win?
She won medical costs and another 150, maybe 200,000. Let me tell you,
it was a moral victory for us because we did protect Posey and the Vesuvian, the whole Vesuvian breed, because they wanted to exterminate them. It was a big, big story.
Yeah, they wanted to take all the Vesuvians and machine gun them or something. And
what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Vesuvian.
All right, Frank, thank you. We gotta go.
Well, I gotta get inside. I got a court date here. And I'm having lunch with Hadley, as a matter of fact. The bygones were the bygone, but she's waiting with half of her hand. I said to her one day, I said, don't come to me with your hat in half your hand, Hadley.
Oh, that's a good one, Frank.
Yeah, and of course she laughed. She went, oh, Christ, that's funny. All right, everybody.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
Uh-huh.
So there's Frank Gray.
Yeah, there goes Frank Gray. Don't talk about a Vesuvian.
You know, you're talking about the man I love, my husband, as if he's some sort of weird freak on a leash that needs to be almost exterminated. I don't look... Hey,
Margaret, I'm not... What are you talking about, exterminated?
I don't know.
No, you don't freak out, Mr. Turner, about all that stuff you was talking about. Hitler and Trump and everything.
Oh, no. Hold on for a minute.
Yeah, you was talking about Hitler being Trump.
Hold on for a minute. Look, we got to get the traffic. No, I didn't say that. I did not say that Trump was Hitler. What I said during the pre-show was simply that when a people, when a populace, when an electorate decides it's so tired and so weary that it puts its faith into a man without really investigating more deeply what it is he's saying. When you decide that this guy has got all the answers, when you decide that this is a guy who, you know, I want to put my trust in, and I've seen this. You know, people that support Trump, they can tell me different, but it isn't true. There is a larger trust factor going on with him than any other presidential candidate I've ever seen, including Obama. And I was just saying that the German nation had gotten to that point, too. Now, it wasn't as old a country. It doesn't have the democratic institutions that we had or the history that we had. But nonetheless, they elected democratically.
Now, you're talking about this. The thing that I never understood was this guy Hitler being elected in the democratic process.
Yeah, but what about it? What about the Vesuvian?
Well, you forget the dog, okay?
Talk about a dog.
Oh.
I'm talking about not the dog. I'm talking about the
The Hitler with the, who had the lesion?
That was the cat.
Oh, let's just do something that we should be doing anyway. Let's do the traffic. We'll be right back with this conversation and more. We also have Mavis Leonard on the line with us. But first, we have Bob Bacon. Bob?
All right, Phil. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. Talk about a Hitler had that little Vesuvian. But if you're down on the 15 freeway this morning, you got to have it down because there's traffic down there, and you better buy 12 supplies. I got a glass route, and it's about 5 minute wait. And if you go up this hill, it'll be a 5 minute wait for a ham sandwich out there, shots and fries and freeway. Let's go to Skyboy on the west side.
Hey, baby, got to tell you, and I tell you how my mind. It's the same old dinner.
You're kidding me.
And I'm up there. I know I've got some money. Well, let's go on the boys, sweet down, granddaddy.
Bullshit! Yeah, yeah, I knew it. Yeah. You gotta be kidding me. Wow.
Well, let's go to Harvey Wyman now. We have our news break. Harvey, how's it going?
Hey, I'm doing good, Phil, and this is the Harvey Wyman news break for today. And we've got stories here that are of importance here in the Harvey Wyman news break. Sorry if I got to get a little bit of water.
Oh, you've got a problem with your throat again.
Yeah, like you have occasionally. Give me some water, honey. I need hot water with small droppings of cantaloupe elixir, yeah. What do you call it?
Cantaloupe elixir?
No, it's the cantaloupe syrup, yeah. All right. The White House has presented to
Congress.
Oh, so you're right. Congress. You know, Phil, I found out what's wrong with me. I'm dyslexic.
Well, Harvey, that is not what dyslexia is.
Margaret, is anybody asking you?
I'm telling you.
Is anyone asking you?
No.
I'm talking to Phil.
Well, Harvey, that's not what dyslexia is.
Well, what is dyslexia?
Dyslexia is reading. It's reading the word wrong, but you're just butchering it alive.
Yeah, it's getting it backwards and everything.
Oh, that's exactly what I got. I'm pretty sure I got a dyslexia. Look, I've been an attorney for almost 60 years. 60 years! So don't tell me that I don't know how to read. Where was I?
You're talking about the White House.
The White House presented to Congo.
It's Congress.
All right, see? Congress.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. Harvey, that does not mean that you are dyslexic.
Well, all right. Thank you very much. Teacher of the Year, United States National Education Teacher of the Year.
Your sarcasm, which is lacking its usual wit and humor this morning, is not going to get you anywhere.
I gotta hang this goddamn...
Come on.
The White House has presented to Cougou. God damn it.
Congress, we already told you.
Yeah, but she's got me now hung up.
Well, what do you mean I have you hung up? I am simply trying to set you straight.
I don't need you setting me straight. I got a mental block now. The White House has presented to Cougou. God.
What's going on?
She's got me thinking now about her setting me straight. You don't set me straight, Margaret. Do you understand? I know what I'm doing. And that whole thing about my wit.
Well, you're not very funny this morning. You're not even very witty. You're simply taking up time.
All right, Margaret, I'll handle this. Go ahead, Harvey.
The White House has presented to
Congress.
All right, to Congress, a plan to close
Guantanamo.
Okay. The White House has presented to
Congress.
Okay. A plan to close
Guantanamo. God.
All right. Guantanamo Bay
detention.
Okay. So facility. One of the president's long-standing
goals.
He wants to transfer the remaining 91
detainees.
I will not take advice from her.
All right, detainees.
Thank you. He wants to transfer. Okay, we're out of time. This is Harvey Wyman with Newsbreak.
Well, that was pretty. Go ahead, say it. I won't. I was going to say the R word, but. All right. World famous Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com. Mavis Leonard is on her way to Sparks, Nevada. She's going to be taking a little bit of a vacation, huh, Robert?
Yeah, my buddy, going on vacation.
Well, yeah, are we on the radio?
Yeah, well, I'm serving now.
Oh, yeah, I'll take a little bit of vacation now. I got my sister Lee here. I have Robert's mother Sarah here. We're going to have a trip at Spark, you know.
Now, what? I know you're going to do some gambling, but what kind of gambling?
Well, I love to do the slot machines, you know.
Oh, yeah? What's your favorite one?
Well, you know, they always have new ones they put in. I love, they have a volcano one.
That one that had that big jackpot?
Robert, they all have a big... Get a load of him. I'm talking to a guy right now.
Just talk to me.
Yeah, well, they all have a big jackpot, Robert.
Well, they all have a big jackpot, darling, but is there one in particular?
One in... Are we talking about slot machines now? Yeah. Give me five.
Okay, Mavis, let's not get too far afield here.
Yeah, they all have big, quote-unquote, jackpots. Anyway, hey, Gerald, I want you to pull over here at the Carl Jr.
No, go ahead, fine.
Don't tell me I love a drive time. Tell me we got time. We have time. Pull over to Carl Jr. But, yeah, I love to relax up there, and we play the slot machine.
Now, what else? Do you do any blackjack? Do you do any, do you see any shows?
Well, we're going to Sparks, Nevada, Phil. It's not known for sure. Who do you think we're going to go see? A belly dance or something? Probably go out there and see, some white trash country stuff or something.
You like Lissa Country?
No, I do not like Lissa Country. My nephew doesn't know Jack. Now, we're just going to go uptown and do a little bit of gambling. But we've got a plane waiting for us, too.
Now, if you want to stop at Carl Jr.
Well.
Now, did you guys, you actually chartered a plane, as my understanding, that you guys are going to take. Do you usually do that?
But not always, now. All right. But the plane ready?
Yeah.
We got to get out of the car. Not always still, but fortunately, my husband left me very well taken care of. So occasionally we could charter a plane, you know.
You know, I gotta say something. I know that your late husband, ML, made a lot of money in the gas station business. He owned service stations. Isn't it ironic? Well, it's not ironic because that means funny. But isn't it curious that the bottom has fallen out of the oil market now?
Well, yeah, very much. Robert always says that. He says, honey, you know, you've been so lucky. I said, you're damn right I'm lucky. I said, I got you managing half the gas station, and we're still making money, you know?
Yeah, because I've been real good at managing them.
Yeah, okay. We're getting on a plane now, Phil, but I am so blessed that I have my sisters with me. We're going to go play blackjack. I love to play the slot machine. I chartered an airplane. And let's see, who's the pilot? How you doing?
I'm about just right.
Oh, not that Bacon ass.
Is that Bob Bacon?
I think Bob.
Hey, Phil, Bob Bacon, how are you?
Bob, I don't want you flying an airplane.
What a thing.
Talk to my nephew.
Hey, Mr. Bacon, it's Robert Leonard.
Hey, Robert Leonard. Hey, Bob Bacon here. What's that shit, bud?
Hey, look, man, you know I don't know how smart it is. Is Sky Baby out there?
Yeah, what's Sky Baby? Come on.
I will not have it. I will not have it.
All right, now watch it. Let me just talk to him.
No, hold on. You Sky Diddy?
Dirty little... Ah! Yeah! Shut up, bitch.
Get that thing out of here.
I'll talk about that.
Yeah, I got the Sky Baby. The Sky Baby's on the run now.
What is going on over there?
This is absolutely ridiculous.
I got the Sky Baby on the run.
Come on, Sky Baby. I'll tell you about it.
Why'd you tell me this, ass?
Hey, honey, I did not know.
Yeah, you did not.
All right, we got a situation now. Where are they anyway?
Bob out in Santa Monica.
Let me get Art Griego.
Get Art Griego on the line. We have a guy. We got a contact. Mavis. Mavis.
Yeah.
We have a contact there, Art Griego.
Oh, not that alcoholic.
But straighten it out.
Mavis, he could straighten it out for you.
God, I don't think that's Sky Baby. Hey, Bob?
Bob, thank you. I got a troglodyte. Oh, it's got that Sky Baby.
I told you get that thing. I pitched it good.
All right. Art Griego is on the line with us. I don't know where he's at right now. Art, where are you at?
Phil, I'm at a control area. Let me talk to Mavis.
Mavis, can you hear Art?
Yeah.
Mavis, the Sky Baby is not licensed to be piloting that aircraft. Bob Bacon knows, Bob, you know that, right? Bob the Sky Baby, what's that? Are you going to fly the aircraft?
I don't know if I'm comfortable having Bacon flying it.
That Sky Baby's lurking around the perimeter.
No, the Sky Baby will not be allowed within the wire.
We got it in the wire now. Go ahead, let her have it. We got a Sky Baby in the wire. Sky Baby.
What is going on? What am I all of a sudden? World War III or something?
I don't know about it. Now let me talk to him, all right? Give me the phone and don't put him on the air. But I just give me the phone and don't put him on the... Yeah, Bacon? General Shaw, what's it look like? Huh? What about the babe? The Sky Baby? Well, open up with everything you've got and make sure that... You give me that phone for a minute, please. God damn. What an ass.
Here. Hey, Bacon, it's Phil. Get that baby out of there, will you? Then you'll have to go buy a bassinet. I don't know. This thing's flying in a helicopter one minute, and it's in a bassinet the next. You bug me, man. You bug me. Yeah.
And then you go over the top. The wedding is at the top. You go over the top.
What is this?
Wedding.
And let's see, Wale.
Oh, yeah, the matrimony song. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, ladies and gentlemen, here.
No, it's...
What a show today, man, huh?
Growth. You can't be ready for it.
Got to tell you a little bit here about...
It's going to be new. You're going to have a new life. You're going to be a new person.
Blue Apron.
What is that? What is going on here?
No, that's part of the matrimony song from Wale. It's got Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, that sort of blew me away, too.
Well, it sounds like it's part... we got Art Griego.
Yeah. Yeah, it's under control. I mean, the Sky Baby...
What is this stuff about we got a Sky Baby in the wire?
Well, I don't know, man. Well, I told both Bakian and Griego that if I hear about that thing getting in the cockpit, I'll go over there myself. I'll bundle that thing up in a nice little, you know, how they put a little baby in a blanket?
Yes.
And I'll throw that thing like I'm Norm Van Brocklin.
All right, folks.
Well, this has been quite the program.
It has. And as a matter of fact, it's going to be a little shortened today because of all the action that was going on out there at the airport. We did get Art Griego involved.
Yeah, Briggs out there now, and they got the baby off the
wire. They got the baby off the wire. Will you get out of here with the baby off the wire? Is your aunt okay?
Yeah, they're airborne now. Bacon is not the pilot. They have a regular charter pilot, but Bacon is flying co-pilot.
Bacon's the co-pilot.
Man, don't scare me. That's my aunt.
All right, I'm sure she's fine. After all, it is Sky Baby that flies into the water cooler or the water tower, whatever it is.
Well, that's real water cooler material, though, isn't it? I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, folks, what a beautiful time it has been being a part of your world this morning. Appreciate it. World famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back tomorrow, and we'll have our act a little bit better together in terms of the peripheral, you know. No more Sky Babies on the wire.
World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Mr. Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Yeah.
I'm General Galen Shaw. Go ahead and make your move.